No. 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 I think we can do without the crack pipe. Oh, hi. As the Fox censor, it's my job to protect you from reality. And thanks to my prudent editing, tonight's special Halloween show has been rated TVG. This means there will be no raunchy NBC-style sex or senseless CBS-style violence. So sit back and enjoy a night of worry-free...
What the fudge? Oh, for Pete's sake! Jiminy Christmas! Darn it!
Hello and welcome to Put It in H Mini. So,
that's right. I'm joining you this week.
Did you hear that?
What was that?
What the fuck is that?
Where's my phone? Oh, there it is. It's charging. Sorry, sorry to be so accusatory.
It's a callback.
Yeah. I'm like the last minisode.
Straight away.
What are we talking about this week,
Terry? This week I'm going to get a little spooky.
Ooh.
Ooh. We're talking Halloween. Okay, we're talking.
Ah, Jesus. I might have pulled my hamstring doing that
voice.
What
the fuck? Are you, is this really happening?
Cramp or something.
Folks, this is not part of the act.
Can I have some water, yeah, please? Sure.
Terry pulled.
I'm cramping up here.
By wooing folks.
I don't want to get up out of my chair. But,
Brilliant.
There we go.
You can't script this.
No, you can't. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Should be dropping around Halloween.
In a few days, I think so, yeah. Now, Terry, right off the bat, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
About Halloween.
Sure.
A couple of years ago, in this very office where we're sitting, I was derided by these Southsiders.
Fucks.
These Southside freaks. Sideshow clowns.
They're barely Southside anymore at this stage.
I know.
Barely, like.
But because I used to say help the Halloween party instead of trick or treat.
I'm now, with them.
Terry.
Help the Halloween party.
Did you not say that?
No.
Did you hear of it?
No. I think you've said it to me before and I've given out to you.
That's just
trick or
said.
Treat, like.
Yeah, well, Mr. Yankee Doodle Dandy over here. Sure, sure.
I'm proud of it.
Here in Ireland, we said, help the Halloween party.
In a gated community in Charlemagne.
If anything, help the Halloween party was more working class, dare I say, than trick or treat.
Don't fucking dare say it.
It's my one claim to fame on the working class side of things.
Never.
But that's what we said. Help the Halloween party. Until trick or treat came in around. Like,
what does help the Halloween party?
I don't know.
Are you like a political party that is looking to...
Don't do this. Oh, stop it.
This is what people tune into the minisode for, Andy.
I have to say, by the way, if I may,
yes.
I think we should do a movie podcast, Terry, and stick it on Patreon.
I was thinking about that myself.
I think, like genuinely, again, some inside baseball for you here, folks. But I don't think that I listen to a podcast where two people have such varying views on movies.
Okay.
But we'll discuss that off air.
Yeah,
but
definitely. I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, maybe that would be Patreon worthy because...
You know? There's so much, like, I find I have to stop myself from going on and on about shit that we've been watching. Yeah. Now, I will say, I don't think we could have spoilers on it, Terry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You would have to have spoilers.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody would listen if they're spoilers.
You can't
have spoilers.
It's not, I wouldn't say you would do a new one.
If it's an old one, sure.
Yeah. That's
but
what
if
I
we're discussing
say.
New stuff, that's...
Well, what you could do is we could have a review and then do a spoiler section at
Brilliant.
The end.
There we go. See, we're spitballing live on air, folks. Love it.
Speaking of movies and Halloween, though.
Yes?
Have you got a favorite... May I ask... This is going to hurt my throat. What's your favorite scary movie?
See, as a self... Are you okay? Did you pull the other hamstring? See, for a self-professed...
Oh, Sydney.
Let me answer the question.
You're a horror fan, right?
Yeah, but that's the thing. I'm almost a little bit, I don't want to say embarrassed, but like, as a self-professed horror fan, I feel like my tastes are going to be a bit off the beaten track. Because I'll tell you the movies that I... And I'm not even going to try and sound fancy about it. The movies that I was genuinely actually scared watching at the time was one that was...
The Witches.
Yeah, actually, that was up there.
Sorry, I tried all over you.
Signs.
Yeah.
I thought Signs. Oh, my God. Mel Gibson
in the cinema.
Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix. In the cinema...
I seen it in the cinema, yeah.
The bit where... One, where he goes into the house... And M. Night Shyamalan trapped one of them in his kitchen.
M. Night Shyamalan. Is that M. Night Shyamalan?
It is him, yeah. No, he's in all his films. Oh, like, shit. Yeah.
Still. Yeah. Still a good movie.
Yeah. But that the bit where it's under the door is generally unnerving. And the bit where it's like the grainy footage and the alien walking. And he just turns, looks down the alleyway. I was like, fuck.
I'll tell you what did it for me in that movie was when they're... You hear them knocking and walking past the windows and all when they're all boarded up towards the end. And then you hear a crash and then one of them is like, they're in the house.
Yeah. Like,
oh. Oh, my God. Get chills just talking. And like, it wouldn't be considered a classic by any means.
No, it isn't. Like, it isn't. But I know what you mean. That was one of the ones where I was like, okay, this is his last
good one.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of got it back. Did you see Split?
Split? No.
That's good.
Is it?
That's James McAvoy doing like 20 personalities.
Oh, is that Netflix? I think I've seen it.
Might be on Netflix, actually. It's worth a watch. Yeah. It's worth a watch. Because it's kind of like a horror movie in that, like, he kidnaps three girls and they're like in a dungeon and he keeps coming in as a different personality. Character,
like,
they keep talking about this beast that they want him to turn into and they're like, oh, maybe it's all in his head or whatever.
Alright, I want to see it.
It's good.
Yeah. I want to see that. I also was this is kind of dated now because I wouldn't necessarily think so now, but I remember at the time thinking The Grudge was quite scary.
Yeah.
The American one now. I know the purists will say the Japanese one was better. I didn't see the Japanese, or I think I seen it maybe afterwards or something like that. But I've seen the American one first. That one terrified me
wasn't so much on that one. But what about like classic?
It Follows as well. Your
It Follows is good, yeah.
My only issue with it was was it set in the '80s or wasn't it like
that was that's the whole thing though. Like,
what was it?
Like, right, who cares?
I think it was modern day, but everyone was dressed like the '80s.
But even the technology, they had, like,
It was old.
Yeah,
like, it was weird.
But who cares? It was good.
It bothered me. Yeah.
It Follows is good. Like the bit in It Follows where
the giant through the hallway or something.
It's following it in the house, and it changes into like a giant man. Yeah. And I was like, holy! It's just something you haven't seen.
What did I see?
Was it Gerald's Game?
No, but you recommended it to me, I remember. What was that fucking...
There's a bit...
series on... No, sorry.
Haunting of Hill House?
Yes.
Yeah, had to stop watching that.
Really?
I didn't. But
there was a few moments in that
where you're like...
Where like there's the tall guy's like floating in the hall or whatever. And like there's a few times where I'm like, what the fuck is that?
But that guy who did...
It takes a lot for me to
get. The Haunting of Hill House did Gerald's Game.
Oh, really?
And he did... He's doing the sequel to The Shining coming out soon. His name's Mike Flanagan. He also did Hush and he did... I think he did Oculus.
Did
I think he did.
If
Oculus.
He did Oculus as well,
he's kind of this guy's new horror guy. But there's a bit in Gerald's Game where I think he is the guy from the Addams Family who played Lurch.
All right,
but he's like old now, or whatever. And there's a bit in it where he kind of just does a real sudden movement, and I was like. The whole thing is kind of psychologically spooky, kind of weird stuff that's happening. But that weird looking movement of like somebody who is like unnaturally tall or whatever.
Yeah.
I was just like, holy, like I was thinking about it all night. Like when I was like, that fucking freaked me out. And it's not anything like it doesn't have any consequence really in the cinema. It was just that weird sort of unnatural looking thing.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
It was just like, it's not even unnatural. It's not even unnatural. That's a bad way of putting it, but like something that like you're not used to.
Yeah.
You know, like, and
you're not
like,
expecting to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I was like, what the hell? Like,
let me ask you this question, Terry, if I may delve a little into your subconscious. don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. That's fine.
Watch the pendulum.
When you were a kid, this may be a bit too personal, Terry, but when you were a kid and you were in bed, what scared you?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, would it be ghosts? Would it be something devilish? Would it be burglars?
Burglars.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
And you've been in my house on your own. Remember when I let you in one Sunday evening? And like, you were coming over to my house after work. I was working till 9:30. You got off work at 9:00.
Oh, yeah.
And I told my mom to let you in. And then she went down. She was going out or something. And you were like saying, this house makes so much noise. When the, and there's just you there in the house. So like as a kid, say, if my parents were out or something, I was lying in bed and the creaking and the cracking. I'm like, somebody's in the house. Don't make a sound. Don't let them know you're here. Just let them take what they want and get out.
Terrifying.
Like, oh man. Like,
and there's been a couple of times now as an adult where like I've had to get up and go downstairs, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean like, but it, like,
as an adult now, I'm fine with it.
That's what I was going to say. Weirdly, as I'm doing that, I'm like, right, what's fucking like what is that?
What is it going to be? It's not it's not going to be anybody, like,
You know what I mean?
Foolishly probably so, thinking that.
I don't go down all shaky like now, like maybe it's just because I'm annoyed or because I just want to get some sleep or it's, something.
What's the cat after doing?
You know, there was a noise we heard the other week, and it was just like and I was like, what is that? And it's like, the cat's lying here.
Oh, right.
Like, oh, okay. And then it's like, it was Joni's poster just peeling off the wall. Like, you know,
that happened with us with our Sgt. Pepper's poster in the middle of the night. It's like, what the fuck was that? Somebody after smashing in the window went upstairs. And like, no. And took us a few minutes to adjust. And then it was like, no, there's glass on the floor in the corner there. Like,
but yeah, burglars or stuff like that, like people breaking in or something.
That was
like
that. What did it for me. It was never ghosts or anything like that. Like,
I had a little bit of.
See, I never had any. Like, I know people that they talk about, like, definitely they like lived in a haunted house. Or
yeah, Kerry's got loads of stories about that.
Faye as well. Like, you know, they're saying definitely the house they lived in was
haunted.
Remember,
I had to come home from a games night because there was a ghost that was. Yeah. Like in Kerry's words, attacking her.
Yeah, you were like saying she was like,
and I was like, I was off the phone. Like it was like she was on the phone to me, scared because of what she's seen. And then as she's on the phone, she was like, because like it was like pulling it out of her top or something. Like, it's pulling it out of me. And all this, I was like, right. I was like, lads, was like, there's a ghost in my house. I have to go.
There's
a ghost.
There's a ghost in my house.
But like shit like that, where I was like, I'm kind of lucky that. Me. But you know what's interesting? That like there was a. Kerry got loads of furniture and shit from the house that was haunted. Just like chair. I don't even think it was a rocking chair. It was just a chair. Like, and for as long as we had this chair, the two of us got sleep paralysis a lot.
You know
what I mean? Like, and I still get it occasionally, but we got a shitload in Clontarf and in Drumcondra. We got it a shitload. And like where she'd see people, like she'd see a guy sort of like coming in and rewinding almost and all this fucking shit, you can't move. But that chair broke and we put out in the back garden, and ever since we put out in the back garden it all stopped. And I don't know if that, I mean I'm sure it's not related, but I remember when I said to Kerry, I was like, did you notice that we haven't had anything like that happen since we put that chair out, you know, that the chair that came from her original house that was haunted? You just don't know.
But like, it could be all psychosomatic, but also like there's a really good documentary on sleep paralysis. I think it's called The Nightmare or something, but the idea of like that, like somebody lying in bed and like a big red man just like staring down them, like you think he's gonna kill you or whatever like that. Like,
see, like mine was always like auditory, is that the word?
Yeah,
that like I'd lie there, but then I get used to it. I think I said to you before where it's like I lie there and then I'm like, oh, here it comes. And then you just hear like it's like if I was like here at your ear and I was just going
God.
Like just like full on, and I'm like, right, just you know, it's not actually happening or whatever like that. And that's still but like now I'd be kind of like, all right, bring it on, like, you know, whatever.
Jesus.
And he'd be trying to wake Kerry up and I'd be like, like my finger would be like, like,
oh god,
it's mad the shit you get used to, like, you know what I mean?
True,
like, anyway, yeah,
so but, just a panic attack or whatever. That, like,
oh, I'm just losing my mind. Excuse me. Well,
did you have any, getting back to Halloween, any favorite Halloween episodes from The Simpsons?
I did. I'll tell you what one was. Attack of the 50-foot eyesores. Remember that one?
Yes. And that is a very good. That whole Treehouse of Horror is a very good
one. Yeah, it was. Yeah. And like, more so again because it was funny, but like the bit, and me and Kerry still quote all the time to each other whenever someone says something. It's like, well, sir, you know, like, right, when Lisa's at the advertising guy's office. The fact that, well, the fact,
Munchies.
He's working out the song while she's in the
Paul
office.
Paul Anka could do it.
Munchies. And the fact that she's saying, you gotta do something, he's like, well, sir. Yeah. She's like, to a girl. Like,
if your advertising agency created all those giant characters, you must know how to stop them.
Well, sir, advertising is a funny thing. If people stop paying attention to it, pretty soon it goes away.
Like that old woman who couldn't find the beef?
Exactly. If you stop paying attention to the monsters, they'll lose their powers.
But people can't help looking at them. They're wrecking the town.
You know, maybe a jingle would help. Don't watch the monsters. Well, it'll sound a lot better coming out of Paul Anka.
The one I used to have you in my phone book when you'd ring or whatever was Lard Lad staring in the door. He's like, oh. Homer, just the face of, like, the cross eyes, like, he's like, I told you. Oh, right. Like, here, Flanders, good lord. I like that one. I like the Shining one as well. The Shining.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going this season, isn't it?
Is it this season?
I think
yeah.
So, yeah.
And because that has good, like, Martin Prince, bring your big,
I love that,
juicy brain. Oh, was that? No, we had that one before.
Big, juicy chess club brain.
Maybe that was the zombie one. I'm thinking of the one where they're eating the
cafeteria. Yeah, that was. Yeah. That's the one that's coming up.
I think that line there, the chess club brain, is when Skinner's a zombie.
Oh,
like, yeah. Right. But the idea.
But the one where they're eating the kids. Yeah, like, yeah, that's a great one.
Bart, does it strike you as odd that Uter disappeared and suddenly they're serving us this mysterious food called Uterbraten?
Oh, relax, kids. I've got a gut feeling Uter's around here somewhere. After all, isn't there a little Uter in all of us? In fact, you might even say we just ate Uter and he's in our stomachs right now. Wait, scratch that one.
Yeah, because the one that you said, the 50-foot eyesore, yeah, has Willy as Freddy Krueger,
yeah,
and it has
also a good one.
Homer as the 3D person, you know, where he goes into Homer Cubed, is the name of the episode?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, I always remember it. There's a joke in that like I remember using when I was in school. I just come back into fifth year. And it was like, you know, you moved around from second and third year.
Yeah.
And I remember second and third year, I kind of moved out of a lot of classes, a lot of friends that like I had in first year.
Yeah.
So we were all back together in fifth. And it was like Miss Markey, who was young, like new teacher or whatever. And she was like, okay, everybody, like, take out a pen and some paper. And I was like, whoa, whoa, slow down, Brainiac. And it was like Pilo and Sanford and like a few others that, like, if you got the reference,
yeah,
they were like, and I was like, oh, I'm back, baby. That, like, good. It's like Frink is like, this is a square, like, slow down, Brainiac.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Can I ask you again, Halloween related? What's the best costume that you dressed as a kid?
Oh, as a kid,
adult is kind of, you know.
As a kid, I wasn't really like. You didn't go all out, like, you know.
Throw a mask on and get the.
Nah,
more
throw a sheet on and I'm a ghost. Yeah.
Did you cut eyes out? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Still didn't stop me from like walking in the glass door or something like that. Like, boom. But I was never, as a kid, I was never huge into it. Like, you know, dressing up as.
Was that a thing amongst your friends or were you just you?
I mean, I guess Halloween like now is way more extravagant
elaborate
for kids,
yeah, yeah,
as it was back then. It was just like you know.
I think I dressed up as a witch one year.
I dressed up as a priest one year. I dressed up as an old man one year.
A priest? Yeah. Like,
it was just like, put like a collar on. There you go. Like, you know.
It's funny now because like, you're literally just dressing up as, you know, you're dressing up as something scary, just something that you're not.
Exactly.
And now, like if a Hulk kid was dressed as a priest, you'd be like, it'd be so inappropriate. Yeah.
I was Hulk Hogan one year. And it
as
was
an
like,
adult?
Yeah.
In, I remember that
in
one,
Australia.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I think it's still my Twitter picture.
Yeah.
It was like, I spent the day, I went out, got all the face, so I got like the orange for the skin, you know, because Hulk Hogan's a tomato. And I got the yellow and black for the beard.
Yeah, it was a good one.
And like, but I even spent the day, like, I bought like a black tank top and was like writing like NWO Hollywood and stuff on it. Like, you got way more effort as like, I remember one year actually, and it was fuck, it was such a hit, and we were talking about it on the last episode of like, I went as George Bush. I got a George Bush mask and I had a suit, so I wore a suit and I went as George Bush, and it was down in Barcode, and everybody was like, oh, no way. Like, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like, and then there was somebody dressed as Osama bin Laden that year. So, so I was like, oh, get a picture of these two. Get a picture of these two together. And then I remember a couple of years later, it was like, there was a big party up, going on up in the Goose Tavern. And I was like, I didn't have. You did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's a lounge boy.
I bet you were.
My first job. Yeah.
But I didn't have a costume, and everybody was going dressed up. But I still had the George Bush mask. So it was like, I had a polo, like a kind of cream polo, and a golf cap. And I got a pair of like khakis off my dad. And it was like, retired George Bush. Like, that's me on the golf course as George Bush.
That's a great
retired
idea.
And it was just, I just kept turning around. People were like, now watch this draft.
We must stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive.
That's a great idea. That's brave.
When was the last time you dressed up?
I remember the last time I actually dressed up. The best one I dressed up as your man from Clockwork Orange.
Oh yeah, DeLarge.
Yeah, and I was actually a good... Like, I had, well, I mean, I wore eyeliner at the time, so I had a fresh supply. and I had the bowler
hat.
Were you
drinking at the time? Were you, like, 18, 19, was it?
I think I was 18, yeah. And, I like, my hair was so long, I had to tuck it into the bowler hat. Like, I had one eye with eyeliner, I had all the white, I had a white jock strap and all, on top and all that. But that was, I remember, because that was, like, one of my first, like, Halloween parties. My first and only Halloween parties. But when I first, like,
don't invite Andy back next year.
And I remember just thinking how cool, like, the whole thing was. It was like just like a house party or whatever, and everyone was going. But I just remember thinking, like, this is deadly. Like,
that's best fun. Like,
yeah, you know? House parties were always the best.
Yeah,
like if I could have a hierarchy of nights out, like back in the day when I would drink, you know, like. House parties would be number one, I think, for me.
See, there's so few and far between now for a house party, like, you know.
Yeah.
At our age now, it'd be like a housewarming or a Halloween party
or a dinner party. It'd be at our age now.
Never.
Have you ever been to or hosted a dinner party?
We've had people over for dinner, you know, and
that counts.
Then
that counts.
And then it breaks into games night, and then I get very competitive, and the night is sort of ruined.
The night is ruined.
But. Yeah, I don't know. Like, at this stage, I'd say I prefer the idea of a house party rather than dinner party, certain people and stuff. But, like, I'd love to host a house party again. It's been so long, you know?
When we get our respective houses, then we can start
definitely
doing that.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think, has there been any horror films? Is there anything that you watch every Halloween or anything like that? Like,
every Halloween? Interesting. I'm a fan of like Halloween episodes of shows. You know what I mean? I was always, this is just more for sentimental value, but I was always a fan of that 70s show.
I knew you were going to say that.
You know, because they always just had one every season, like, you know. Or like South Park. Delighted South Park's on Netflix, by the way. And we were just talking about it. Me and Carrie was like, I wish South Park was on Netflix. Like, literally the day
before.
How
many episodes do you have? I haven't gone near it.
It's
many
got
seasons,
six seasons. It's got season one, and then it has season like 20, 21, 22, 23. And then it has one season that's like a mix of like selected episodes from season 3 up to season like 20.
Alright.
So like it's got like I'm not generally not a big as big a fan as the arc seasons. Yeah. I like the individual episodes. But it's got like, you know, Scott Tenorman Must Die, or it's got
a great episode, one of the best. Like if you're talking for me, South Park, that sweet spot is like 6-7
season?
Yeah.
6-7, 6-7, 8-9
Like around then, like, you know.
I love it all.
Five even. Five is Scott Tenorman.
Five was good, yeah. Scott Tenorman was good. Yeah. What about you? Would you watch that every Halloween?
We always try and get into a Halloween groove and that. Like, you watch horror films all year round. We don't. Like,
yeah, yeah.
The Thing would be something I like to put on.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, man. It's great.
A lot of those classics I haven't seen.
But, like, if you watch it, it's really atmospheric. And then it's scary in that, like, this. It's not CG, like, you know, it's all like you're like, oh, what the fuck, like, you know.
This is pure nonsense. Doesn't prove a thing.
I thought you'd feel that way, Gary. You were the only one that could have got to that blood. We'll do you last.
What is it? I would highly recommend Kurt Russell and Keith David.
I don't know who that is.
Mary went to the prom with a boyfriend Woogie 20 minutes ago. Really good. Predator as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, always a good one.
How's Faye with horror movies?
She's not great. Spooky stuff doesn't.
What's the stuff that she won't tolerate?
Spookies.
Like
ghosts.
Ghost devils.
Like, we watched the.
She's fine with gory shit. Like
Autopsy of Jane Doe.
I think I've seen that.
And she and her friend Sarah, like, were like, will you turn on the light and walk us down to the bathroom? And the bathroom was down the end of the hall because they were so fucking scared. Like,
that's hilarious.
I think we're going to try and fit in Midsommar this.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I thought it was Midsommar.
Well, it's S O M.
I thought that too, but everyone else, including yourself previously, has said Midsommar.
I think it's Midsommar now. But,
that's one I'd
Swedish.
Love to see.
Yeah, I want to see that. Hereditary is on. You cancelled the Amazon Prime, didn't you?
I cancelled Amazon yesterday because I got a package. This was my plan. I'm going to drip feed Christmas presents through Amazon. Yeah. And I got Johnny this Lego thing. And they came, and the box was damaged, and the box inside the box was damaged. And so I was like, well, fuck this. And I was like, how do I return? It's like, oh, you have to go to a post office. And I was like, right, well, fuck that. I'll cancel Amazon Prime. And then they're like, are you sure you can do this? You can do like, keep canceling. And so I cancelled everything.
So is it gone completely, or do you still have
gone completely?
They don't give you like a waiting period because you pay for the month or
anything? I don't know. They might give me, they might have done, yeah.
Check out Hereditary then, apparently.
Is there subtitles?
I don't know.
Well, there has to be subtitles.
I don't fucking use the subtitles.
That was so funny when I was texting you, and you were like, "I knew it was coming because you like with that movie in last week's episode when you were like, oh, this is a great movie,' and I was like, okay, grand.' And then like about 2 hours later, it's like, well, like, you're not gonna like it. It's like there's no subtitle. No, actually, it was halfway through. It was like, what? No subtitles? You're like, it's in English,
of course, like. One I would always watch around Halloween, just if we're wrapping up here, because it's actually one of the films I've seen the most in my life, is Scream. Classic.
It's a certified classic.
I think that's of the genre. Did you watch, because like a slasher, you know, that'll be up the top. Like, did you see the latest Halloween?
No.
Good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. It's kind of what I appreciate about it is like, there's no nonsense in terms of Michael Myers killing. Like, it's not like, it's not stupid. You know, sometimes with the horror film where it's a slasher, it's like, oh, like, he gives him so many chances to get away. In this, it's literally just, he's a killing machine.
Right.
It's a bit where you see.
Apparently it's very good.
I thought it was very good. And your man, The Wiz from Seinfeld, is in it.
It's old.
Yeah, nobody beats him.
I'm The Wiz.
Nobody. They're bringing me back, Andy.
It's that arc in the back.
Yeah,
I'm The Wiz. I'm The Wiz. Listen, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but gotta wrap this thing up.
Well, look, let's get our plugs in quickly beforehand.
Facebook, Put It In H Podcast. Instagram, Twitter, Put It In H Podcast.
You can find us all there. PayPal.me/ Put It In H Pod. If you feel like donating to the podcast,
5 stars
very
as well.
Oh, yes. iTunes, Stitcher, all that stuff there.
Please.
Rate and review if you can. It really helps get eyes on the podcast.
Eyes on the prize.
Yes, it's been, I tell you, And we've been loving the reviews lately.
We have. We've been getting quite a few, and it's been
right. We've been in the charts thanks to you as well. Like, what did you say? 5 or 6 in the top 200? 5 or 6
we did.
Different episodes.
We actually had about 7 later on that day as well.
Like,
yeah.
It's, you know, yeah. Warms the cockles of our
Unbelievable.
Hearts.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, and also, I would be remiss if I did not mention, as I did forget on last week's one, that my partner Kerry also has a podcast.
Oh.
If you are a fan of The Handmaid's Tale, and a fan of comedy, not related, because The Handmaid's Tale is particularly grim from what I've seen.
You are grim, mate.
But I've heard about the podcast, and it is annoyingly good already. Mm. So that's called The Handmaid's Aftertale, which you can also find. Don't give them 5 stars unless you're going to give us 5 stars too.
I thought you were just going to leave it at don't
give them 5 stars. Goodbye.